This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As Paul addressed the elders from the church of Ephesus in Acts 20:17 through 21:1, he made it clear that in the final analysis, it is God who grows the church, and he uses his word to do it. Paul gave 3 years of his life in wholehearted sacrificial service. He established leaders to oversee and build the church. He equipped many to carry the gospel throughout the province of Asia and established churches in key cities. But neither his efforts nor the ongoing efforts of the elders would be sufficient to ward off the opposition, diffuse divisions, inspire progress, and keep the fire of devotion burning brightly. His farewell address was designed to encourage and inspire them to press on, but he wanted them to know that only God working in and through them would make all of this happen. So he released his grip on the reins, and in doing so, left them an example to follow. He committed them to God and to the word of his grace. This alone would build them up and their flock to be mature, faithful followers of their master, Jesus. That's why it is so important for leaders in the church to be committed to studying God's word and hiding it in their minds and hearts. It is also important to teach it clearly and persuasively, as Paul did, so that the flock gets well grounded in the truth. Never forget what is said in Isaiah 55, "My word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." God's word promises us an inheritance among all who are sanctified. That is our ultimate hope.